Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning and welcome to the Hard Luck Show. You know what it is? Big Lux in the house.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Indian.
Yeah.
And old Blue Eyes.
You know it. You know it.
We're all here.
Oh, hell yeah.
Nice and early in the morning to get a fresh start.
Right.
Today.
Yeah.
The infamous, incredible, the talented, reoccurring guest, part of the Hard Luck family.
Right.
Today.
Yes.
Exclusive.
Right.
Let's welcome Mr. D.
Mr. D to the show.
What's up, everybody? Thank you for
What's
having
up,
me.
What's up, Mr. D? What's going on? Jeez.
Yeah,
I like that.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
I really, really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, when was the last time we saw you?
Yeah, when was that?
At Esteban's event, no? Or at the cookies one,
Right.
Yeah. Oh, they weren't at the cookies one. I was at the cookies one.
No, we were at the cookies one.
Yeah.
We
But you were also at the cookies event. I saw you at the cookies event that we just had. The release at the store that we all went to.
You're smoking too much cookies, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even remember which cookies you're at.
Yeah, Pro Club. The Pro Club drop.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The Pro Club drop. But we weren't all together. He's right. Right? We weren't all together since the cookies party.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck's been going on, man? What's going on, bro?
So much, man. Just trying to keep myself focused on writing, you know, and trying to keep myself improving at the same time, you know, without trying to sound like too like tired on my craft, you know. Like I want to keep bringing I want to say excitement to every project, you know. Everything that I do, I want to bring like that pizzazz, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I just want to bring like some extra spice to it, you know, because I know I could bring it, you know. I know my team around me, they're all capable of it, you know, and I believe in them, you know, and that's the most important part.
Man, I wasn't able to get to the event in downtown LA. I wasn't able to get over there. But I not only did I hear from multiple artists that were at that event, some that were performing, saw video of it.
Right.
And man, I got to tell you, bro, I mean, your presence on stage and the way you came out and people, other artists that I know personally, we're like, man, that dude, there's something about that guy. The whole way he handles himself, his stage presence, his humility, like everything about it, man, like good shit came from that. And your presence on stage, man, you went up there and you were just like a natural pro at it, man.
But what was the event?
What was the name of that event?
UrbanCon.
Yeah. UrbanCon.
He performed at it.
The geeks had their convention. Finally, let's get the fucking UrbanCon going.
And Hazard was one of the dudes giving it up for you, man.
Yeah.
He was just like, man, that dude's special.
Shout out to Hazard, too.
It just looked great, man. I know that your manager, Jeff, who I speak to on a constant basis, I guess they're looking into some more shows coming out with D.
We got one in October out in San Diego at Barrio del Corazón.
Corazón del Barrio.
Is that right?
In Logan Heights.
Nice. You guys just had a show in San Diego,
Kano? We're back again.
Is it the same place?
Yeah.
Dope, man. How did that show go?
It was dope. It was all right. I mean, I wanted to get more out of it. I expected more out of it, you know, because The only thing that was kind of messed up is that the promotional side of my part, because I do have my my downside of that. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I do need to work on. So that's the one thing I'd recommend to everybody that's an upcoming artist as well, is that they got to focus on the promotional side of everything in order to keep everything, I want to say, leveled into the expectations of what you want to put out there, you know, because you can't really just go out there to be like, okay, I'm going to kill everything out there, you know, and I'm going to just be... with a full house and just doing whatever I want. Nah, you know, I prepared for everything. You know, my manager was that helped me with it, you know, because he's always right there just backing me up, yeah. You know, and he's one of the people that told me, like, yeah, like, you got to nail this shit. So that's one thing that I always will recommend to everybody. Just go prepared and to enjoy it, because I enjoyed myself too, you know. I want to give a shout out to Boogeyman, you know, because he hooked us up with a little VIP section and everything, you know, like, so he was showing love, you know, the homie Grizzly right there too, Vance, okay. You know, okay. So everybody there was all cool, you know, everybody was showing love, you know, Funkster, you know, everybody there that was involved, they were just, you know, just pumping us up, just telling us, like, keep doing our thing, you know, yeah. So that type of encouragement just really, it goes a long ways. You know
what? How do, when you for this show? I want to know, like, what goes on behind the scenes. Like, when you show up, right? Mm. How early do you show up? What door do you
early.
Go?
Early.
Like, what's
go
that?
Early.
What's that like?
So, I mean, I try my best to show everybody that we're all like we're punctual, that we're professional. Yes. You know, like. We take it serious, in other words. You know, we just try to show everybody without physically saying it.
Right.
You know, because everybody can say one thing, you know, and it'll mean the other thing. You know, but we actually try to walk it, you know.
Demonstrate it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
and then when you show up early, right, mm-hmm. what is your plan of attack? Like, do you go like, okay, the stage entrances are on this side? Do you clap your hands to get the acoustics behind? what do you do?
Well, okay, so... This last setting, it was kind of like a small hall, and it had like a dope stage, like,
yeah.
so it was like a little garage, little pull up, right? And then right then, all you see is the stage. So as I'm just going inside, I could just feel like the sound waves, almost like it just felt like bassy,
right?
You know, so that's what I'm going for, you know. So as soon as I feel that, I'm like, okay, the speakers are already high quality. I know they're going to be bumping, so I got to control my voice, you know? So I got to, like, that's one thing you always got to watch, too. Because if you go on stage and you're just ripping up the mic, you're going to sound like you're just either screaming on it or you're just, like, too, like, whispery on it, you know? Like, you just got to, like, tone yourself out and just adjust. That's it, you know?
That's awesome. And how many songs did you perform, or what did you do?
Three.
Nice.
Three. I'm preparing myself to go for four.
Right.
But it's just kind of like a little mental game in order to just like to get to that level. Cause you know, like I'm trying to have that stage presence while also maintaining that cosmic effect. You know what I'm saying? Like I want to project properly. I don't want to just come off like, oh, I'm just rapping. You know, I want people to actually feel what I'm saying. You know, and if I'm rapping like something about sorrow, right? Mm-hmm. I want people to actually feel me. I don't want people to just look at me just walking around on the stage, you know? That's why I feel like I had somewhat of a success in my last performance in the Urban Con. Like, the Urban Con one was my favorite, personally.
Okay.
Mainly because of just the fact that my family was right there. Like, mm-hmm. everybody in my family, you know, just, you know, my manager was right there just fucking... just tripping me out too, you know what I'm saying? Like it was a dope experience.
Yeah, you looked extremely confident on that, and I would imagine that there's an amount of that you've almost got to fake it until it happens,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you got to.
You'd have to. I mean, I've had to publicly speak, and sometimes until you just get there rolling naturally,
yeah.
You got to like bring it. You know, you got to act it, and then it starts to flow. But I would also think that like what you're talking about would make a lot of sense in that you do three, and depending on the emotion and where you're at, and you're trying to really lock in with the audience and everything, that's got to be. That's got to take a lot out of you.
Oh, it does.
To stay in, to keep the audience engaged.
Yeah.
Through a song is one thing. Then to keep them engaged through three songs, and they might be different types of songs. A fourth one would be like, That's a long time.
Yeah.
To be able to stay engaged and bring your stuff.
You saw how exhausted 50 Cent was, and all he did was like one song at the fucking halftime. Dude was sweating and out of breath. What about this, dude? So when you come out, do you make eye contact with anyone in
the
crowd?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
I try my best to like connect with everybody in the audience. Everybody. It doesn't matter who it is. Like, it could be any appearance. It doesn't matter. Like, I just try my best to like... just to show that I'm there and I'm not afraid. Somewhat like Bernie Mac said. You know what I mean? Like, exactly that type of attitude, I take that onto stage.
Man, I love that.
Yeah.
What'd Bernie Mac say?
I'm not afraid of you motherfuckers.
Yeah. That's the title of your next album.
Not straight up. No, it should be.
Anytime I've ever been on a stage, and I haven't like performed on a stage, but anytime I've been on stage, maybe somebody else performing, and I look out there, I can never see anybody. What is that, bro? What? I mean, you're able to actually, because when the lights are on, you're able to see people out in the audience.
Yeah.
I can never see anybody. It just looks all black. And then I heard somebody be like, don't even look at the audience. Just act like they're not even there. I heard people say shit like that.
No,
like,
I used to do that too. In my first performance, I actually, it was when I took a gang of my homies, you know, like we were all on stage, you know, but what I didn't tell them was that I wore my glasses because I didn't want to look at anybody in the stage,
audience,
you know?
Right.
Because I was proving a point at that time, you know, because I was still building up a name, you know? I was still trying to, like, show people I was actually trying to do something with this, you know? And my homies came up and they pumped me up, too. You know, my manager was right there, too. So it was a dope experience, you know? Like... I remember like it was yesterday, you know, because they told me like, yeah, man, like, you sure you're not going to fall in there, you know, with those glasses, yeah, you know, because it was dark, you know, and everybody, right. You know, like just like even when I was walking off a stage, you know, he's a witness to this, you know, everybody was splitting, you know, like making like, you know, like that little
like you were room. Blind.
Yeah, no,
like you had a little white cane. You were like,
what's the scariest shit that's happened on stage?
Yeah.
Shit. Forgetting my lyrics.
Really? What do you do? What do you do when that happens?
I try to improvise. I try to either like...
Wait a minute. What did this happen? This happened?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
said,
oh!
Yeah, man. That's the best feelers. Like, you always got to pump up the crowd. When you fuck up, you're just like, oh, DJ, run it back. Because on my first performance, I fucked up like 4 or 5 times, but like people thought that was a part of the show. You
right.
Know? So that's why I was like in my mind, I was like, fuck, by the third time, I had to figure something out, so I was like, oh, everybody throw your hood up, whatever the fuck, you know what I mean? And then,
like, all right, Baltimore! Oh, wait, yeah, where am I? Yeah. Oh, Cincinnati!
It was crazy, man, because like, as soon as I said that, I started performing a song that, like literally took out a specific letter from the alphabet and just like, oh yeah, fuck this, you know, fuck this letter type shit. And I literally seen in the crowd like someone throwing up a B and shit, and I'm like, oh shit. So it was like, it was crazy, man. Like my performances, like when I was beginning, it was all over the place, but for the most part, it was actually really fun, you know?
Right,
like,
of course.
It was always fun.
I feel like once you survive those events or whatever, they are kind of fun. It's all part of the legacy.
Yeah,
it's all
yeah.
part of your seasoning, yeah. like your showmanship, all yeah. of that stuff.
Yeah, it's a part of the journey, you know? Like, the experience is the best part, you know? Like, yeah, making the money and putting the records are always pretty cool, you know? But at the same time, is making it, you know, like the people behind it, you know, that are like, you know, connecting with you to help build that, you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, it's always like, that's what I take more as in, like, that I cherish, you know, not necessarily that, oh, like, I'm gonna make $1 million or whatever, you know, that's not
right.
really my expectations. My expectations is the fun part of making it all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Let me ask you, when you've gone to different rap shows and you've seen different artists perform,
mm-hmm.
either live or maybe on video of them on stage, Who are some artists that you see and you're like,
yeah.
wow, like maybe even in your own subconscious, or you're even like, there's different things they're doing and I want to mimic that. I want to have that type of a stage presence. Who are some artists
dead or alive, like that I've seen physically or like
both?
Okay.
Let's start with alive.
Okay. Alive. I really fuck with Hazard's performance. Like, he's always out there doing his thing, you know? And, like, I always give him his props, you know? Because that's somebody I always, like, I see that he's really going hard on his shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's always, he's doing what what hip hop is. You know what I mean? That's freestyling, you know what I mean? Going off the top, just fucking doing your thing. You know what I mean? That's what he told me. Like, just keep putting stuff out. And that's what I always want to give my, I want to say my props to Hazard, because he's one of the people that actually does his shit on stage, you know? Kujo is another person.
Is that Kujo, right?
Yeah, Kujo's tight. Kujo's tight.
That's a fucking great name, dude. Yeah. It's like one of those names where you're like, fuck, I wish I would have thought of that. Kujo. Kujo, man.
Yeah.
All you need to know.
Who are some people that you've watched? I mean, obviously, we're going to say Pac. I mean, I get that. Because me and you have, you know, we like that dude a lot. Yeah. You know? But who are some other people maybe that are you watched on TV or maybe that aren't around?
All right. James Brown.
James Brown.
Get the fuck out of here.
For real? Yeah, for real, man. For real.
When that dude was a showman, that dude was, I mean, he was working out on stage.
Man, he was like the Jim Thorpe of music when it came to that, man.
You're a sick motherfucker. Did you look that up before you gave
me? Nah,
American Indian fucking Jim Thorpe, dude. Yeah. Real fucking athlete.
Hell yeah, man. Nah, like, that's exactly how he is in my eyes, you know? Like, he was well-rounded in everything, you know? Like, even on stage, he was just, it was a different, I want to say energy he was in. You know, it was like you actually wanted to move. You didn't want to just watch. You know, like now, like you can just record, you know, you're just like, okay, I'm chilling, you know? Yeah. But back then, you could physically do something because you felt that emotion. You know, it was raw.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And he came out live and was doing all that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Hell
that's a whole different type of pressure when you come out live.
With no back vocals.
No back vocals.
Hell yeah.
James, well, no joke, James.
Hey, what about this? What is the most, I'm serious, and you don't have to give a name, but like, what's the weirdest beat or studio experience you've ever had? You ever have anybody be like, hey, man, I got some sauce for you, bro?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I got some stories.
Tell me.
Nah, man, I'm not even going to put his name out.
Don't put his name, but just can you, is there a way that you could be like, dude, he laid this track on me, it sounded like Bjork. I don't know what it was.
Nah, it's like...
Bjork.
It's because, look, the second I speak about it, I already know he's going... I'm talking about...
Oh, well. You can do that on our show.
That's true. It's okay, hard. Okay, look, soft luck.
So, I pull up. And he shows me some beats, and he's like, yeah, man, like, these shits are fucking dope. And I'm over here expecting some, like, gangster shit, you know what I mean? I'm like, okay, like, this is my style, okay? Like, the homie's gonna hook me up. And, like, it kind of, like, let me down, you know, when I heard it. You know, it was, like, it was all over the place. Like, in other words, it was kind of, like, it was too soft, you know? Like, it was, like, not to talk shit, but it was, like, you know, like, it was, like, I know there's better, like, beats, you know, and I wanted to tell him, but it just got so awkward, you know, like
you weren't able to tell him.
Like I did in a way without like making it sound like too much. Like okay, like nah, fuck that shit. I was like, I was low key like, you know, like nah, you know, I was giving him signs, you know, but the homie was like
he wasn't
nah, this shit's
them.
Fire. Like
he wasn't picking up what you were putting down.
He literally kept assisting, man. That shit was crazy.
So did you have to do it? Did you have to?
Oh no, hell no.
Okay, great. Good. Okay.
All so right, when he did he bring you in? Were you in his car? And he was like, check this shit, or was he like in the studio? He's like, nah. All right, I call this one the killer. And then it was like some harp music.
No, it's some harp music. Not even then, that even could have probably been a little better, you know what I mean?
No, harp music would have been better.
Yeah. And then you were trying to like be like, oh yeah, that'd be cool for somebody else. That's dope. It's not what I'm doing. He's like, no, this shit. You better listen. I don't think you heard it. Maybe I need to rewind it. Did he rewind it? Make you listen to it more?
He rewinded it once.
Oh man, dude.
It was an experience.
I love that.
It's all a part of like the building part, right? But it's crazy now that I think of it, because I'm just like, if I would have actually went with it, I don't think I would have made any fans from it. That's the thing, you know. It was so fucking crazy.
Now, are you sometimes I would imagine even that would happen with somebody that you're working with, that you're even working with and you like their stuff. Mm-hmm. They might come with some stuff and you're just like, that ain't it.
Yeah, that's one thing that I'm actually afraid of, because I haven't worked with somebody that I was like, okay, like this dude's dope as fuck, and then he hits me with some whack shit. I haven't ran into that yet.
Okay.
But I do think about it a lot. You know what I mean? That's one thing that I really do fear, because I hear about it all the time. And like in interviews with old rappers, they would always be like, oh yeah, like such and such would write it so quick that I would still be stuck, you know, doing whatever. But then they'll come back and they'll be like, oh, like this was the best that I got. And the best that they got was just horrible, you know? And then that's one thing that I always tell people that I work with. Like, if you need help, I always help you write. Don't think of it as in I'm physically writing for you or anything like ghostwriter or nothing like that, because nowadays I guarantee you a bunch of people don't even write their stuff, you know? Right, and I've offered myself, like, my services to people, like, okay, like, I'll write for you, just fucking pay me, you know what I mean? And I don't want to say
right. Ice Cube?
No.
I'm just joking. That's a joke. God,
I mean,
damn,
if Ice Cube did.
O'Shea Jackson? All right, that's just a joke. It's a fucking joke. It's an Indian being inappropriate once again. No, but some people, but anyway, go ahead. Somebody.
Yeah, so they had offered me. They were like, yeah, man, like, so if I give you a couple bucks, would you write me up a couple songs? And then I thought about it, and then I started writing, and then I realized that I could start using that for myself. You know what I mean? So that's one thing that I was like, okay, like, it was a good and bad thing. So right now I'm still skeptical about it, because the money is there. You know what I mean? Like, that's one thing that I will tell you. Like, people that really do want to make it, they do hit me up and they do believe in me. Like okay, like your shit's going to fucking blow me up. And I'm like, I don't think so, because mainly you don't think the way that I think. You know, and the reason why I bring that up is because everything that I write in my songs, I can physically perform on stage. You know what I mean? Like, I can give you, like, a letter, and you could be like, okay, like, it's a simple paragraph, right? Mm-hmm. But every single word in that letter would be, like, literally straight from the heart. You know what I mean? So that's why it's like, you can't really just fake emotion. So that's why, like, I go back to that topic. You got to always bring it and be legit on stage, because people can tell, you know what I mean? That's why, like, people react a certain way. That's why people talk about it after, because they saw that rough, rugged, and raw shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you always got to bring.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine really somebody reading his raps, though. Because his shit, like, you know how you just said that James Brown was like the Jim Thorpe? Like, you use references like that in your song. You'll pick out words, and you'll use words that people that are your age don't even know anything about.
Yeah.
From whatever you've read or what you've paid attention to. I don't know. I just couldn't. It wouldn't seem believable. Then also, your perspective on stuff is part of what's so dope about your music. It really is. When I hear your shit and I really listen, it's like you're perspective of shit, and I can't see, unless that person's lived that life or walked that road, I don't know, it just seems like it would be artificial.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I agree.
Nobody sounds like this dude.
Well,
not no, like him. I'm
no,
saying.
No. I agree with you. I'm not necessarily thinking about it. So one way you guys are talking a little bit about it is, like you said, the heart, the experience, what he's able to pull, or his references, all that stuff. That's all true. And then I also think, like, at what point is your writing also just, it's your writing?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Like, at what point, and I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass, but, like, let's say it's Shakespeare, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shakespeare wrote a ton of different voices, and they might not have been necessarily believable on the page, but different actors, who probably never lived that goddamn life, came through and were able to deliver in different ways. Some better, some worse, some heartfelt, some not. So at what point, Mr. D, is your writing also a literary exercise for other people to try out, and not denigrating at all the concept of, like, I'm going to authentically write about my experience, but also you're a poet.
Yeah.
right?
Yes, of course.
Come on, let's stop fucking around, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At what point do you see rap in the words themselves being able to be like, yeah, I wrote that. There's an essence of me in there. Lux is right. It's like not everybody's going to be able to do your material. But then maybe Pacino and De Niro could do the same part. Both be interesting and it'd be different. Where are you at with the literary aspect of your writing?
Well, I feel like you'd have to like physically, like, how can I put this? Because I never really thought of it like that, because I always did show my writing to other people, and then other people would always tell me like, okay, like it was amazing, or I couldn't really like understand it in certain parts. So I guess when people start looking at my writing physically and they start analyzing it more and start taking it more into like, what am I really trying to say opposed to what they want to hear,
right,
then I feel like it has to go into depth of whether or not it'll resonate with them, opposed to me like just I want to say putting it out there for a demographic. So it'll be more as in like Tupac's Dear Mama. It wasn't for everybody else. It was for his mom. You know what I'm saying? So if I make a song for my mom and I put it out there, anybody is up for grabs, and they could be like, okay, I fuck with this shit. I listen to it. You know what I mean? I'll relate to it. You know? So that's why it's like the second I get that, then that's when I know my music has a real great impact. You know? Like,
right.
I have a certain effect right now. I have an effect. I won't deny it. But it's not an effect that I want in the future. You know, in the future I wanted to be a lot more bolder, a lot more broader. You know, I wanted to be like something like you can't resist to look at. You can't
resist to hear.
It has to be on that type of level.
Well, you know? I what he's saying is actually pretty deep.
Yeah.
But because I'm thinking about your lyric. Okay, so it's not so much the sound that I'm talking about. It's the content. Mm-hmm. Of what you're rapping about.
Mm-hmm.
And when I think about your songs, a lot of times, man, it'll go from this it's this struggle of you trying to tell it or say it, but you may die in the process. But then you kind of bounce to this aggressor, almost warrior, like heartless. But almost it's like this struggle in between these two places. And what you're trying to get either forward or move through it, but there's these different roads that keep on almost trying to peel you off of what your destination is, right?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
this struggle, but it's some of it's almost heartbreaking in a way. Some of the stuff that you rap about, it's like I'm trying to get here and express this. But motherfuckers want to take me out, but I got a gun down, motherfuckers. Like, it's like this struggle that I hear in you.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah, but and I hear it through all his music, you know, at different times, you know, like you got this, but then there's a curve and here comes this. And it's that. Yeah. But it's and I'm only saying that because I would say the exact same thing for Hazard. When I listen to Hazard's lyric, he's coming from a place like he's going to say shit that nobody, motherfuckers are not paying attention to some of the shit he's going to say.
Right.
And the way he comes at it and the way he's real rugged, like I'm a clap, clap, and then boom, he'll like, hit you with funny shit. But like he takes you back and forth through this tough guy mobbing shit and then have you think, and then he'll just put all this brainy shit on you to think about that. And then he's off to the next. So they have these different things, but like if he was trying to rap Hazard lyrics, I'd be like, that's artificial.
Yeah.
That's Hazard. But if Hazard was trying to rap your shit, that would be artificial.
Mm-hmm.
But so much, bro, about, hey man, there's a lot. I mean, I like you because there, I gotta say, man, there's like a lot of like, you take me, and I said this a long time ago, bro. I like music. I like artists that take me on a journey, bro.
Right.
That's my whole trip. That's the reason I like Pac so much. And he was taking me on journeys that I was living. Like, those were the journeys. Like, I see it all. I could close my eyes and listen to a song, and I'm doing all this shit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Biggie did it in more of like this player way, and he didn't struggle when he was doing it. Mm. Snoop will take you on those journeys too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You are able to do that. I think Hazard's able to do that shit too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But you're able to do that, and that's like, I just don't hear that, dude. I hear so much noise, but I very rarely, Mobb Deep was able to do that. You know what I'm saying,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah. R.I.P. Prodigy.
Yeah, dude, R.I.P. Prodigy was like, just able to, like, you're in that motherfucker, dog. It's a motion picture as soon as you get in the car.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen often. And then to be kind of have the vibe and the look and the confidence and the swag and have it all in one, I'm just expressing to you guys, this is why I called it, this is why I think you're really doing what you're meant to do. I think that, I very rarely have seen all of it in one. But you're really able to do that, man. Even in your photos. You take people on a journey just through your photos. There's a great photo of his from the cookies in Maywood. And I used to be big on, like, big overalls.
Yeah.
You know, and I wore nothing but fucking leather Cortezes when I was young. But he's wearing some Cortezes and he's wearing the overalls. And he looks like an old soul in the picture from almost like my era. He looks like a young dude from like the late 80s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You just have this look about you, but he's really not trying. I mean, yeah, he probably put it together for a lefty, but he's really not trying. He's just being Mr. D.
Right.
And that's who he is. And it's like, and then I see you in a jersey at the show, and it's like you're able to move through these things, but they're all, they're all genuine in you. As soon as you put it on, that's like, you know that term that's like, you don't have to look good, you don't have to get the newest shit. Like somebody who has style,
right,
can take anything and put it on and make it look cool, right?
Yeah. Right, like old Blue Eyes.
Like old Blue Eyes. I'll go to Mervyn's and I'll come
Marshall's.
Out. Marshall's. And I'll come out, I swear to God, and I come out, bust it out, and people would be like, dude, where'd you get those kids? You're like a Payless.
Yeah, but because but you got the grill that's going along with it. Come on.
What I'm saying is, like, you have that about you. You have that about you, you know? I don't know many motherfuckers that could put the do-rag on like that.
Not at all.
Come through, bro.
Not at all.
And just own it.
Manager Jeff walked in with it. We took it off. We're like, hey, take that off.
Yeah. So there's something that is consistent through all of it, bro. And it's, man, dude, I'm just such a fan of this guy's, man. I really am, man. But
thank you.
Yeah, enough of me blowing you up.
No, I was.
That bandana is gonna pop right off his head. If
that's why we tied it so tight. Hey, Mr. D, when did you find out, and when did it become clear to you that you were handsome? Man, don't fuck around. I want to hear any bullshit.
I mean,
as soon as you looked in the mirror.
No. I mean, like an older lady was like, hey, I'm going to teach you the ways of life, young man. No, seriously, what? Tell us. When did it become clear to you?
I mean, I guess it was when I started getting a bunch of compliments, and then I started noticing, like girls will actually, like, start grabbing me during the pictures. You know, like, my first show, fucking, it was crazy. Like, it was actually crazy because, like, damn.
It was actually crazy.
Nah, it was actually offensive.
I was actually offended.
I was a little bit accosted.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle.
Borderlining sexual fucking abuse right here.
Listen, I know how those girls are Harvey Weinstein. I know how they feel.
Very predatory.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
Right.
Me too, motherfucker.
I actually kind of felt violated during this photo
shoot. Honestly, I took a shower after. Scrubbed real clean.
Yeah, go ahead. What happened?
I mean, she gave me a bandana because I was performing, right? And then she was like, yeah, wave it around. So I'm waving around. I put it on my neck. So I came out in the picture. That's in my mixtape cover. So that's the bandanas that she gave me, right?
Uh-huh.
So then I'm looking for her in the front row. Like, I didn't even notice how she looked. She was just fucking like, she had like a pink top and she was banged out. That's all I remember seeing her, you know?
Uh-huh.
So then I finished performing and fucking I'm ready to do another song of it, right? During the beginning of it, like, she jumps on stage, you know? She jumps on stage and she starts grinding on me, you know? Like,
that's awesome.
That's how I met my wife.
Yeah. That's great, man.
No, and
You're trying to rap?
Yeah. No, I was rapping.
She was rapping. Yeah. But she was wrapping her legs around him.
Shit don't stop. Shit don't stop.
Oh, fuck.
Go ahead. So what happened?
Nah, I mean, I got her Snapchat after, but you know, like.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You got a Snapchat. I see. All right, cool. Wow.
Nah, it was dope, though, because, like, she kept supporting me throughout the whole, right, like, until now, you know, I still see her liking my stuff, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It's loyal.
Yeah, that's what I really like about everybody that came out to become my supporters, you know, because mm-hmm. one thing that I learned, you don't really call them fans, you know, you never do, pretty much, you just call them supporters, you know?
Yeah.
And then, to this day, like, I get all kinds of supporters, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. at work, I run into people that just spot me out of nowhere, you know, and they just take pictures with me, you know, and they always give me props, you know, and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, mm-hmm. like I didn't think people would recognize me. I got recognized like 4 times already, and I just started this job, you know, and it's like, I just go outside, I go on breaks, my lunch, and sure enough, you know what I mean? Like, people just come up like, oh, you're that one dude that raps, right? You know what I mean? Like,
what's the job? What kind of job?
Well, pretty much I help people like chemists do their job, so I'm kind of like the stepping stool of the chemist.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
The supporter of the chemist.
Yeah.
And supporter of the meth lab.
No, I mean,
right.
But, yeah. Is this out in Palm Desert? No. So,
this is in a trailer park?
Yeah, right.
In Sun Valley somewhere?
There's some real skinny white people that are working there?
Right.
But
this is in Hemet. I'm working in Hemet.
Temecula.
4 days a week, right?
Lake Elsinore.
Yeah.
But then at the job, did you have regular people see you getting recognized and be like, "What the fuck is that?"
Oh yeah, actually, and there was this one time I was walking in, and some people had recognized me, so they walked up to me like a whole family, and they took a picture with me right in the front. So people were just like right there, like sitting, you know, because there's like a little smoke
waiting
area right
in
there.
Line.
Yeah,
like
no, yeah.
Families waiting in line to take a picture. We had an autograph. Came up with like an 8x10 glossy of them.
Fruit vendor showed up.
Did they come up with a CD?
Is that
you signed it? No, I give it to them.
Oh, he's like on his lunch break. He's got his sandwich and he's got like a stack of CDs for the fans waiting outside.
Pulled it out of the doobag. There you go.
Hey, boss, I got to take my lunch break. I got 19 people in line out there for it.
Is it my 15 year?
Another 5 people, and I'll be quitting this job, right? He's there doing shows on his lunch break, right? Fuck, bro. That's awesome, bro.
In the company.
I can't even eat a sandwich. Dogs are grabbing, humping on him, trying to rip his pants off at fucking lunchtime.
In the break room.
He's banging out the owner's wife in the bathroom. Guy can't even move in there. Great, dude.
Oh,
get ready.
Man,
this is gonna be. This is
just the
gonna
beginning.
Get warm.
Yeah.
It's just the beginning,
just the beginning, bro.
Yep.
I love it though. I love it. It's been a dope journey. It's definitely been an amazing ride. You know, like it's been, you know, all over the place. But you know, I love the fact that it's all over the place because then I realize what has to be connected. What's something that's like. I'm able to be like, okay, it's not that important. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at it from every perspective, you know, because that's what I was taught that you should do. You know, you always got to understand because you might think you found out that answer, but then there's always going to be like, I want to call it like that, a mirror effect.
Mm.
So everything's going to reflect off of something else, you know? So it's like you never really have a complete answer, you know?
Right.
So I just try my best to look at it from everywhere.
Dude, this dude.
Yeah.
You're very conscious, bro.
Yeah.
And the fact that you rap and like you're like, you know what, I rap and I have a job right now. And that's like you know, I think it's demonstrating to the universe that this is part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
To try and, you know, the ego too big and you've just got to sit back and you're going to just do this until you're discovered. Like, I feel like it happens once you step into the willingness of all of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody was just, there's a guy at the Sober Living and he's waiting on this one place to open up for him and it's not coming available.
Yeah.
And the owner had said to him, he goes like, dude, start looking for other places to move to from here. Like, You're just waiting on this one, and it doesn't seem to be opening. As soon as you step out and start looking for other places, whatever place you're supposed to go to is going to find you.
Yeah, right.
It's going to happen. And the place you want might open up. But it's like you have to demonstrate it. And I think I think that getting a job and keeping your perspective on has nothing to do with you taking your eye off the goal. It's an ends. It's a means to continue to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I, you know, I've known people that have acted and that nighttime they're like, I've got to wait tables at night so that I can act during the day. Well, I know guys that ended up waiting tables and they just got lost in waiting tables and they didn't have the energy to go chase their craft in the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then other guys that were like, I got to do this so I can do this. And that, you know, held them until whatever needed to happen. And I think that in the culture right now, especially with young people and a lot of people that are pursuing a career like yours, I don't see both happening. I see, I don't see it. I think it's a mature attitude. I think it's realist. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, you're right, Big Lex is a deep man. He's got his head on right. He's intelligent. So I want to raise a toast.
I
want to raise a toast to a magnificent manager, Jeff. You've done a great job with Mr. D. You've keeping him straight. Let's go.
Cheers.
And to those scientists.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
To those scientists.
Fucking A. They might like rap one day.
That's man, I will say, Jeff talked about it from the beginning. You know what? D has a big homie.
Right. You
know, a couple big homies. And they look out for him. And they're working with him. And like, you don't get to where he's at without having somebody schooling you and giving you clutch and putting you up on stuff. So it is a big shout out to you guys, you know? It's a team effort. It's a team effort, man.
It is a team effort.
Man, dude, we're voting for you. I'm putting my money on Mr. D.
Hell yeah.
100%, you guys. 100% my money is on Mr. D. Trust and believe that. Mark my words.
Yep, I'm with you.
All right. Do you want to give a shout out or you want to let people know what they should be listening to, where they need to go to find you?
Yeah, for those who haven't checked out my stuff yet, my name is Mr. D 12700. You can check me out on YouTube. I'm out on Spotify, on Apple Music. All of my music is all under my name, Mr. D 12700. And if it's not found on YouTube, you could get at me on Instagram too. I'm always replying to all of my DMs, you know, so feel free to always hit me up. You know, if you got any questions in regards to music, in regards to writing, in regards to anything that could help you progress as a normal human being, then hit me up. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, I'm not on the dumb shit. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Right on.
You're a fucking promoter. If you're fucking doing fucking shows right now, what you need to fucking do is if you're afraid to get at him directly, I'll link you up with his manager and we'll make that happen. You guys need to get on board, man. This dude's something special. Go ahead, Sean.
I wasn't ready. But I am now.
Yeah!
So look, if you're looking to do a podcast,
do a shout out or whatever. Like here we Mr. go. D.
Yeah, Sean at movemento.media. You know what it is. Also, www.hardlookshow.com.
Right. Ovando Bone LLP, we wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. The best legal representation that money can buy. And I agree with you, Big Lux. People are going to look back at this show.
Right? Oh, yeah, like they are.
Like when they look back at Roger Waters, or they look back at the early days, they're going to say, Mr. D was here. Big Lux saw the genius. You should have jumped on the fucking show right now. Ground level.
Telling you.
All right. And by the way, I want to give a shout out to the... sir, come here, please. I don't know who you are. I apologize. No disrespect. No disrespect, my friend. Come, please.
Say hi.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Here's a gentleman in the corner in the back. He's a little bit intimidating looking. I don't know if he's security.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Yeah, he's got a great watch.
Sure, he's making sure you don't screw up, bro.
Right. Yeah. No, I just want to make sure it's all set. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Respect.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay.
Jeff, big shout out to you, brother. All
right? Right.
SoCal Wiz.
And the model.
Yes.
No, but she's out there. All right.
www.supermaxhardware.com. Peep us out. Some summer tanks, tees, cookies, SF for some dope gear. Go check us out. We're about to drop a new collection and Vibes rolling papers. At Vibes Papers. Check us out. Big shout out to Esteban Oreo, Soul Assassin Cam. Big shout out to Burner. And check out the new cover of Forbes magazine. But like we do about this time, always listen to the Hard Luck Show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We out of here. Peace.
Hard Luck Show, bitches. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hard Luck Show, bitches. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Hard Luck Show, bitches. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.